Well, the first thing to say is, of course, that whatever the injudicious nature of whatever Mr. Campbell said, it should not make him subject to any threats, and I utterly deplore that. I think it's pretty clear from Mr. Robinson's smarting reaction yesterday that he's disconcerted by this. Look, there's no one as discomforted or as opposed as myself to the abuse of the Irish language for political reasons and the attempt at every turn to use it for political purposes. But I do have to say, I thought that both in the manner of delivery and the words, that what Mr. Campbell said was quite puerile and latterly quite crude. It's not the sort of language that I would see myself deploying in that regard to make a point that he thought he was making. I think it is essentially bluster for election purposes. And I do get uncomfortable in a talks process when I hear the DUP talking about never. It puts up my antenna for concessions because, of course, the DUP is the party that totally devalued that word never. And every time it's used, it's usually followed by some sort of rollover. And let's not forget, Sinn Féin are the people they're in government with. They are their partners. And when Mr. Campbell was directly in government with them as culture minister, he poured millions of pounds into Fáras na Gaeilge, the Irish language body. So I think we have to unpack all that baggage to understand just what they think they were trying to do.
So when you take away what you're describing as the politicisation of the Irish language by some, are you fundamentally supportive of people having respect for the language they choose to speak?
I served 5 years in the European Parliament. I heard people using in excess of 20 languages. And there was a purpose behind it because that was their language. It was that language they could speak and maybe some could speak no other language. So, of course, I respect the right of people to speak their language. But let's be very clear. The deployment of Irish in the Assembly chamber is not because everyone there doesn't speak English as their first language. They all do. The deployment of a language is more in pursuit of that notorious statement by one of their campaigners that every word spoken in Irish was another bullet fired in the Irish freedom struggle. So I think we recognise what it's about on their part. I can have considerable respect for someone like Patsy McGlone or Dominic Bradley, who are very fluent, accomplished Irish speakers, who obviously have a love of their language. I struggle to find respect for the stance of those who blurt out some long cash Irish and I think probably do great despite to the language itself, and they patently have no grasp of it or anything else. And it's quite clear that those are the people who are exploiting and using it and abusing it.